Chapaluka! In this corner, in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling action-packed stories, America's number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, from Ham Fisher's famous comic strip, Joe Palooka. Joe Palooka's first defense of his heavyweight title since his return to civilian life ended badly for Joe, even though he won the fight. Accused of carrying Al Wilson for racketeer Blackie Ballinger, and with evidence piling up against him, attacked by two of Blackie's men, dumped unconscious into a freight car heading west, a weak, hungry, and despondent Joe now finds himself on the outskirts of the small town of Midville, a far different Joe than the world champion of 48 hours ago. In just a minute, we join Joe in his new and what is to prove exciting surroundings. But first... And now, Episode 9, The Roadside Incident. Joe Palooka, who has now decided to call himself Phil Boyle, heads down a quiet country highway to a roadside gas station and lunchroom. Very tired and a little scared, Joe enters the lunchroom where a gray-haired, middle-aged woman greets him.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, ma'am, I was kind of hoping that maybe I'd be able to do something for you. Cut wood or something for a piece of bread and a cup of coffee. You see, I don't feel so good. I'm hungry and... Well, I left all my money back in... I mean, I'm broke, too.
Why, you poor boy. Well, you just come right in and sit down at the counter, and I'll fix you up a couple of eggs and some orange juice and toast.
Well, gosh, ma'am, I don't want you to bother. I appreciate all this. Well, unless I can work for what I eat, I don't want you to fix all that.
Work? Well, land of Goshen, there's certainly a lot of that around here if you want to do it. I've had to take care of the gas station and lunchroom here practically all by myself now for 4 years. Oh, sometimes Sidney comes in from town, but that's only after school. Sidney doesn't like to work very hard. Of course, it's good to have someone around. Now, here's a great big glass of orange juice for you, son. By the way, what's your name?
Phil. Phil Boyle.
Yeah, certainly glad to know you, Phil. Not very talkative, are you?
No, ma'am.
Maybe if you like my food, you'll consider staying on and helping me here for a while.
Staying on here and helping you? Well, yes. Yes, I'd be glad to, ma'am.
Well, that's just fine. My name is Mrs. McGregor. And believe me, it's worth the best food in the house to get a good, strong man around here to help me out. Now, you eat up all you want to, and then you just rest a bit. You do look kind of tired.
Yes, I am kind of tired. And I guess it would be a good idea for me to stay around here for a while. I mean, to help you, Mrs. McGregor. Yes, it'd be a pretty good idea.
My goodness, Phil, you sure look rested after that sleep.
Gosh, Mrs. McGregor, you shouldn't have let me sleep so long. It's getting dark out, and I haven't done a thing around here.
Well, I think you needed a rest, Phil. Could you sleep all right in that bunk out in the shack? I realize it isn't much.
Oh, that was swell. It was fine. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Well, if you still want to stay here and help out around the gas station and lunchroom, the shack out there is yours. Sorry, I can't ask you into the house, but all the house is just a couple of rooms in back of the store, and my daughter Ruth is coming home from teacher's college.
You have a daughter that goes to teacher's college?
Oh, yes. Ever since Mr. McGregor died, I've been saving up so Ruth could go to college. She always liked teaching. I guess it's kind of an investment in the future to... Because, well, she'll be able to go on her own if we can't keep the place up here.
Why, you have a fine little place here. You should be able to keep it up all right.
I'm not getting any younger, and I don't think Ruth is interested in this sort of business. Now, the teacher's college is a good thing. I only wish Mr. McGregor could be around to see her get her diploma and know that she's ready to teach. Ruth has worked awful hard in college. Oh, but here I go rambling. Land of Goshen, these things don't interest you.
Oh, yes, they do interest me. I like to know that there are people who like to help other people. That's what teaching is, helping others.
You know, you're a strange boy.
Strange? How's that?
Well, you haven't said much, but when you do say something, it's... Well, it's as though you thought about things. I bet Ruth would like to talk to you.
Well, I'm not very good at talking, ma'am.
I'll tell you. Why don't you drive me to town tonight? Ruth is coming in, and we need someone to give us a hand with the luggage.
Sure, I'd be glad to help you if I can, Mrs. McGregor. Say, what I better do right now is get out in the back there and chop up some of that wood you have stacked. Days are getting nippier now, and, well, we have to be ready for them. You just let me know when you're ready to go to the station and pick up your daughter, Mrs. McGregor.
Oh, yes, I will, Phil.
Mrs. McGregor?
Yes?
Do you have a pair of scissors I might use?
Why, yes, there's a pair in the back room.
I'd like to cut off some of this hair of mine. I feel kind of top-heavy.
Well, you can cut your hair if you want to, Phil, but you can't do it yourself, can you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Just let me have your scissors, and I can manage it all right. Yes, sir, mister. Be right there. Be right with you. How many?
Oh, about 5 gallons. Hey, who are you?
My name's Phil. Phil Boyle. I'm the new handyman around here.
Well, you must be pretty new. You weren't here yesterday.
Yes. I just got started today.
Hey, you look like somebody I know. Now, if you had a shave, your hair was cut different.
I don't believe we've ever met.
Oh? You planning to stick around here?
Yes. For a while, I guess.
Well, that's too bad.
Too bad?
Well, maybe not. If you mind your P's and Q's, I think everything will be okay.
I wasn't planning to butt in anywhere.
Well, that sounds like a right smart boy.
But I wasn't planning on others butting into my affairs either.
Hey, now, watch it, fella, watch it. You might be big, but I'm bigger. They don't call me Butch for nothing.
It's been said, Mr. Butch, that the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Hey, look here. If you want trouble, you've come to the right guy.
I don't want trouble, Mr. Butch, and I'm not coming to you or to anyone else. Check your oil?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Okay, grease monkey, check it. And don't forget to clean the windshield either.
We aim to please the customer. Just as you say, sir.
So you're planning to stick around for a while, huh? Well, maybe you ought to know who the guys are that sort of run things in this part of the country.
Oh? You have guys that sort of run things in this part of the country, too?
Well, some guys get more respect than others, being a little handier with their fists, you know.
Men don't gain real respect by their fists. They gain it by their honesty and their fairness.
Ha, 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 ha. Oh, that's a good one. You'd be surprised what a good poke in a jaw will do.
And I think you might be surprised to know what fairness and honesty will do.
Hey, look, are you trying to say that I...
Oh, when you get done there, will you drive the station wagon out and we'll get down to the depot and get Ruth?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be right with you. I just have to satisfy a customer here.
Oh, so you're already driving to pick up Mrs. McGregor's daughter, Ruth, huh?
Yes, she wants me to help her with the luggage.
Yeah, Ruth is a mighty sweet-looking dish.
I haven't met her.
Well, you'll know her when you see her. Only I don't want you to get interested.
I wasn't planning to.
As you see, I got my eye on that little tomato. And I don't want any extra trouble. Ruth McGregor don't appreciate me like she should. But she will. Of course, with some big guy like you hanging around, well, there might be complications.
You don't have to worry about me.
Well, just be sure that you mean that, kid. Because if I see you're getting too interested in Ruth McGregor, you're liable not to wake up some morning.
Oh?
You'd be surprised what a good punch in the nose can do.
Butch, if you're trying to threaten me into staying away from Ruth McGregor, why, that's not the approach. I wasn't planning on getting interested in her or anyone else. But that happens to be my decision. Nobody will threaten me into it. I don't scare very easy, Butch.
Yeah? Well, you're scaring this time, fella. You're scaring good.
Are you when all I ready, say. Phil? Oh, hello, Butch.
Hi.
Did I interrupt something?
Well, sort of. But I can finish it later. Yeah, I can finish it later.
It looks as though Joe, or Phil as he now calls himself, might have some trouble with Butch. Do you suppose Butch or any of the Midville folks will recognize the quiet Phil Boyle as the world's famous and disfavored boxing champ? In just a minute, we'll tell you about tomorrow's episode. But first, the next episode of Joe Palooka is entitled Meet Miss Ruth McGregor. Join us tomorrow and do just that. You won't want to miss the exciting complications of the next episode in the story of
the winner and still world champion, Joe Palooka!